Have you done anything dangerous lately? What's the most dangerous thing you've ever done in your life? And usually when I think of my past, things that I've done that were probably dangerous to my physical health, there was a lot of foolishness involved with it too. Maybe you can say the same thing. Sometimes getting out of bed in the morning, for a guy my age, can be dangerous. You know, a little high blood pressure on one side of the body, it breaks off a few platelets and goes to that heart or that vein, that's or artery that's a little too clogged, and there I am going to the emergency room. What gets us through those physical dangers that we all face? And you don't face that, but you face other dangers. Sometimes getting into a car can be a very dangerous thing. Tomorrow I'll step onto an airplane, which is what they say at least is a little bit more safe. But we all face dangers every day, and how do we do that? And the answer is the same way the little shepherd boy did, David, when he faced Goliath. David and Goliath, what a classic story from the Old Testament to teach every one of us, God's children, a lesson in trust. That's the lesson, trust. Did you hear what David did? David hurried and ran toward the opposing battle line to meet the Philistine. Who was he running toward? Right before chapel, I walked up and stood under Louis the Lancer over here on the west side of the boys' dorm. Have you ever stood next to that big thing over there, that big fiberglass statue of a lancer? It's got to be 12 feet tall. You look at the size of its hands, and then you read the description in the Bible, in the Old Testament there, in 1 Samuel, and you read the width of the spear was like a weaver's beam, a 4x4, and that's just about right when you look at that giant of a statue, only it wasn't fiberglass that David faced that day. It was a war machine. It was a killing machine, a hard-bitten battle warrior who was there to cut down this seemingly helpless child. But David had no fear of this thing because he had faith that the battle was the Lord's. You know, saving faith is something every one of us possesses. The same saving faith that that fearless shepherd boy had that day, you have right now. God's given you that gift of faith in your baptism, a faith that holds on to His words and promises, a faith that believes and trusts that the battle is the Lord's. And you do have a battle, don't you? What kind of Goliaths do you face every day? Well, before we get into that, let's talk about the Goliath that Jesus faced for our sakes. What was that huge thing that Jesus faced? You all know the answer. It was the cup of woe. It was that agony of soul that filled up his soul in the Garden of Gethsemane so that he said, "My soul is filled up." He said, "My soul is filled up unto death." So anxious about what lay ahead that he was at the point of death. There are things that make you anxious in your life, aren't there? But because of what your Savior did for you, he went ahead on that road. He ran at the enemy and defeated our worst enemy, the devil. Jesus paid the price for your sins and mine on the cross, so that when our sins loom large in our lives, when we've done wrong, and it seems like there's no way to get out of that colossal accusation that our conscience raises against us, we trust in Jesus' pardon, don't we? We trust in all the amazing passages. Where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. We trust in what our Savior has done for us. When the overwhelming filth of our trespasses, the things we do wrong every day, seem to drag us down, and we can't seem to get out of that mud bath of our own sins, then we look to the cleansing blood of our Savior, the blood that paid the price of every wrong, of every filthy thing I've ever done or you've ever been connected with, so that now in God's sight, you are spotless. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us. And it doesn't just cleanse us, it cleanses us from all sin. It's the ultimate spot remover. When the colossal temptations of our sin seem to overwhelm us, when it seems like we have no power whatsoever to fight against them, then we turn, don't we? We turn to that power source that never fails us, that powerful Word of God which you have in your life, which is part of your faith, the same faith that David had, grasps and believes and trusts. The pardon that comes from that powerful Word is yours now. When we fall so often, when we lose our way, then we trust in the guidance that comes from God's Word. Just getting your education here at ILC, you know that you have the best education in the world through that powerful Word, that source. You know that Jesus will never steer you wrong, but that He'll always help you when you call upon Him, for He has promised, "Call upon Me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify Me." Sometimes we fall so often, and the more you study the law of God, the more that gospel message proclaimed is so sweet to your heart and life. Because it reminds you that, yeah, I fall all the time, but my Savior picks me up and holds me up to His God and Father. So that God looks at you and says, "Not guilty. I declare you innocent for the pardoning, cleansing blood and the merits of My Son, Jesus Christ." That enables you and I to face the dangers, the Goliaths of our lives every day. What lies in your future? Are you worried? Just starting your first weeks at ILC can be totally frightening. But you got through it because your Savior was with you. Are you a junior or senior looking towards your college vocation? What are you going to be in life? It's a frightening thing. But God helps you with that. "I will never leave you. I will never forsake you." He will bless your efforts. What faces you in life? Some terrible, debilitating illness? Whom the Lord loves, He chastens and scourges every son whom He receives. It's all good because God is your Savior. The battle is the Lord's. So let's you and I run with endurance the race that is set before us. It's not of him who wills or of him who runs, but it's of God who shows mercy to us. We can do it. We can face our worst enemies. And we can, when we fall, we can continue to ask our greatest comforter for the forgiveness that He has earned and promised us in His Son, Jesus Christ. So you see, here we are, with our faith, no cowering children, but kings and priests to Him. Kings and priests to Him who loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. That's who we are. So let's you and I hurry up and run toward the battle line. We've got nothing to worry about with Jesus on our side. Amen. Let's sing about that trust in hymn number 428.